Today's sound clip comes from two people who've been studying human interaction with rattlesnakes. They're from two very different departments at the University of Arkansas.
My name is Jessica Nolan, and I live in Fayetteville, Arkansas. I'm an instructor for general psychology.
My name is James Van Dyke, or Van, and I'm a graduate student at University of Arkansas working in biological sciences.
I teach students about phobias.
And I study snake biology, and one of the species that I work with is the timber rattlesnake, which is a native eastern rattlesnake to most of eastern United States.
A phobia is basically an irrational fear. One of the easiest psychological disorders to overcome is a phobia, and you can do that through a process called exposure therapy, which is where you expose the person to the thing that they fear. So as a way to make that therapeutic procedure more vivid for my students, I contacted Van and asked if he'd be willing to bring a snake to my class.
It's a very shocking experience for some people.
That kind of also helps students to see the difference between a fear and a phobia. Most of them will say that they're afraid of snakes, but the fact that they're willing and able to be in the classroom with a snake shows that they don't have a phobia.
9 times out of 10 in the field where we work, we don't even hear them rattle. They just sit there quietly. But whenever you disturb them, if you kick them or try to pick them up or anything like that, then they will start rattling.
To me, it actually just sounded like water in pipes or kind of rain falling through a rain gutter or something. But I thought it was a really interesting and also slightly anxiety-provoking sound. Van is helping me to realize that they are not out to get me.
A sound clip from the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. Rattlesnakes, under the care of James Van Dyke, brought into the classroom of Jessica Nolan. Serve up your fears or joys. Tell us about sound in your life. Go to npr.org and search for sound clips.